Facts and fiction about the COVID-19 vaccine.
Does the vaccine have coronavirus in it?
Cecile van Els.
There is no live coronavirus in the vaccines. What vaccines do is teach your body what the coronavirus looks like. Most vaccines do that by revealing a small fragment of the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, a characteristic piece of the exterior, the spike protein. Your immune system can learn to recognize it and develop an immune response to defend against it. So you will be protected if you later come into contact with the actual virus. There are also vaccines that do use viruses. They show your body more of the coronavirus, but only contain inactivated or dead virus. That means you cannot be infected by the vaccine, and you also cannot infect other people as a result of the vaccine.
You cannot infect other people as a result of the vaccine.
Does the vaccine affect fertility? That idea was based on the theory that there was supposedly a substance in the vaccines, which is produced naturally by the human body and is important in pregnancy, both to become pregnant and to help the baby grow, a specific hormone. But that hormone is not in the vaccines, so there is no reason to assume that our bodies would produce an autoimmune response and become infertile as a result.
There is no reason to assume that our bodies would become infertile as a result.
Will I pass the vaccine on to my child during breastfeeding? If you get vaccinated during the period when you are breastfeeding your child, you will not vaccinate your child. No vaccine ends up in your breast milk.
No vaccine ends up in your breast milk.
Does the COVID-19 vaccine affect your own DNA? This question is mainly asked in respect of RNA and DNA vaccines, since those words evoke that association to some extent. But that's not what they do. What they do is give your body a blueprint for building fragments of the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. Once those fragments have been built, your immune system can look at them and develop an immune response to defend against them. And then that blueprint is cleared away again. It's the same thing that happens when you catch a cold, and you use those blueprints to fight off a cold virus. So, no, your own DNA is not affected by the vaccines.
No, your own DNA is not affected by the vaccines.
Weren't the vaccines developed too quickly, and does that make them unsafe? They were developed very quickly, within a single year. That has never happened before. So you may be wondering, how is that possible? Vaccines are developed by going through a predefined number of steps. Vaccines must be researched and scientific proof must be compiled about whether the vaccines are safe and if they are effective. There is no way around that. But there are four things that made it possible to complete those steps within a year. And that is really incredible. The biggest surprise of 2020. But it was a success. So what were those four things? Firstly, all the knowledge and expertise we already had, for example on previous outbreaks of SARS and MERS, was used to devise and develop vaccines as quickly as possible. Secondly, very clear agreements were made with the evaluating authorities about exactly what those vaccines had to be capable of. And those evaluating authorities used rolling reviews, monitoring researchers' work, which saved time. Thirdly, all phases of the research and clinical trials that had to be completed were scheduled very quickly and efficiently in sequence. That rapid sequencing would not normally happen, but it did now. That also saved a lot of time. And fourthly, an absolutely massive amount of money was raised by governments, international agencies, and philanthropists to make all of this possible and to start producing vaccines, even before we were sure if they would even work. All in all, this ensured that we were able to achieve the first COVID-19 vaccines within a year, without compromising their safety or efficacy.
Without compromising on safety or efficacy.
Is it true that vaccines can give you autism? No. The fable that vaccines could cause autism was launched about 20 years ago by the British physician Andrew Wakefield. He published an article asserting that in a reputable medical journal. When other doctors reviewed the article, they found that it was not based on facts, and that the data used to support the article was simply incorrect. So the journal retracted the article, and the British doctor was even barred from practicing medicine in the UK.
For more information, visit rivm.nl/en/COVID-19.
Kan ik me laten vaccineren tijdens mijn zwangerschap?
Tijdens het uittesten van de coronavaccins zijn er eigenlijk maar weinig zwangeren in de studies geweest. Dus we hebben niet heel veel gegevens, maar er zijn geen aanwijzingen dat de coronavaccins niet veilig zouden zijn voor deze groep. Maar voor de zekerheid raden we af om je te laten vaccineren als je zwanger bent. Mocht er nou toch een reden zijn dat je je liever wel laat vaccineren, bijvoorbeeld omdat je in een hoog risicogroep valt, overleg dan met je arts en dan kun je je alsnog veilig laten vaccineren.